live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the first COVID-19 vaccines to arrive in Ireland began to be administered today. Meanwhile, the Health Minister has been contacted over the omission of St Colmkill's village in Clonmany from the COVID-19 vaccination programme. There have been a further 1,566 new cases of coronavirus in the north in the last 24 hours. A large tanker vessel has been refloated after it ran aground in Greencastle earlier today, and a status yellow snow ice warning has been issued for Donegal. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the first COVID-19 vaccines to arrive in Ireland began to be administered today. A 79-year-old Dublin woman was the first person in the country to be vaccinated against the virus. Casey O'Riordan reports.
Now, Annie, here's your vaccine, okay?
Okay.
Sure, scratch.
Well done.
Well done, Annie.
How are you feeling?
Applause as Annie Lynch became the first person in the country to be vaccinated against COVID-19. A significant moment after a difficult year that offers hope to many. Clinical Nurse Manager Deborah Cross did the honours at St James's Hospital in Dublin this afternoon.
Well done. I feel so honoured that I've done that.
Thanks very much.
Now, nice cup of tea.
Annie is a grandmother of 10 from the Liberties in Dublin City and lives in a residential institution. She says she feels privileged to be the first.
And I was privileged to be asked to do it because nobody ever asked me to do very much. And it was a nice thing.
Vaccines were also administered in Beaumont Hospital as well as Cork and Galway University hospitals today. There have been a further 1,566 new cases of coronavirus in the north in the last 24 hours. Another 14 people have died after contracting the disease in Northern Ireland. Almost 5,700 people have tested positive for the virus in the last 7 days. Well, a special cabinet meeting will take place tomorrow to discuss the COVID-19 crisis. It comes amid serious concern at the spread of the virus and the rising number of hospitalisations. There are 409 people in hospital with the disease today, which is 141 more than 3 days ago. It's also the highest since May and more than any point during the second wave of the virus. Letterkenny University Hospital is currently dealing with the second highest number of COVID-19 cases in the country. 30 patients are being treated for the virus at the hospital, with 3 in the critical care unit. Tony O'Brien, former Director General of the HSE, says the situation is extremely concerning.
This is getting very serious. We're seeing currently that in London there is very serious situation in the hospitals, running out of beds, running out of ventilators, even running out of oxygen, and we simply can't afford to follow that track. If we begin to limit the ability of the hospital system to treat people with COVID, then we will see a significantly worse outcomes for Irish patients, and that's why we all need to be absolutely on our guard right now.
The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District has raised concerns over the omission of St Colmkill's village Clonmany from the COVID-19 vaccination programme, with the Health Minister and the HSE Chief Officer for CHO Area 1. Doses of the COVID-19 vaccine are to arrive at care homes in Donegal over the coming weeks, with vaccination teams due to administer the vaccine to 25 care facilities in the county between January the 13th and the 29th, starting first with RSE Donal Nursing Home and Remelton Community Nursing Unit on January the 13th. Councillor Albert Doherty says it's vital that the vaccine is administered at St Colmkill's village in line with other care facilities in Donegal.
There's great local concern that this facility that's provided for close on 32 individuals at Clea Clonmany is not included. And to me, the Department of the Health and the HSE must now give us clarification and ensure that St Colmkill's village at Clea is included as this vaccine period unfolds.
You have been in contact with the Minister for Health and indeed John Hayes relating to this issue.
Yeah, I believe that the Minister Donnelly was very keen that every councillor in the county and the Chief Executive circulated Minister Donnelly's notice of information to each and every one of us on Christmas Eve. And now that I've noticed the oversight with regards to the village. I believe it's important that all aspects of HSE and indeed Minister Donnelly are briefed that this is a facility that merits and deserves inclusion and must be included now in the unfolding vaccine arrangement.
And indeed, we have seen parts of Inishowen have had a high incidence rate of COVID-19, so it's vital that all elements are covered in the area.
Yeah, I think it's a critical news time in the next short period where we must get out in that news that the vaccine can play a very positive role. We've had significant numbers affected by the COVID-19. So I think it's very important that the Donegal Nursing Home residents, that the long-term residential care, and in this case, the excellent facilities that there are at the St. Colin Kenneth Village, that this area, this matter is not overlooked here, and they too deserve and merit inclusion in any unfolding list for the vaccine distribution.
A large Tiger vessel has been refloated after it ran aground in Greencastle earlier today. The tanker, believed to be Dutch, became stuck at the mouth of Loch Foyle at Tons Sandbanks. Suzanne Byrne has more.
Just after 10 past nine this morning, the North Coast Guard received information from the Irish Coast Guard that the large tanker was stuck close to the mouth of Loch Foyle. Contact was then established with the master of the vessel, believed to be the Thun Liffey, and no damage to the vessel or pollution was reported. It's understood the vessel was empty at the time. A spokesperson confirmed that the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency's Counter-Pollution Branch have been made aware of the incident and are supporting HM Coast Guard's response. The ship was discharged at Lissahalley and two tugboats deployed to assist. Officials from Foyle Port remained at the scene and continued to monitor the situation.
Fishermen want mackerel quotas renegotiated with the EU states so Irish boats aren't disproportionately impacted by Brexit. Ireland's largest fishery, the Western Mackerel, has seen its quota fall by more than a quarter due to the trade agreement with the UK. Industry representatives met the Taoiseach and Ministers for Foreign Affairs and Agriculture yesterday to discuss the details. Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation Chief Executive Sean O'Donoghue says financial support is needed also.
We want them to negotiate a rebalancing of the mackerel quota so that we don't get as hit as high as we have. And secondly, we need a really significant financial package here as well. So the two go hand in hand. We have an agreement from the Taoiseach and the two ministers that they will work with us on a collaborative basis, not in terms of just a giving us a nice word, but actually doing something concrete to address, which is something that's really serious for the Irish fishing industry.
Well, IFA says the government's €100 million Brexit support scheme will not be of immediate help to farmers in addressing the potential impact of Brexit. The scheme for the food processing sector will be managed by Enterprise Ireland and is set to open to applications next month. Minister Charlie McConnell says it will assist food processors to diversify their product ranges and markets in order to best support their export activity and the country's primary producers. However, IFA President Tim Cullinan says the minister must be ready to provide immediate support to farmers if markets are disrupted in the coming days and weeks. A Standish yellow snow ice warning has been issued for Donegal. The warning will be in place in 13 counties in the northwest and midlands, along with the south and southeast. It will be in place from midnight tonight until 12 midday tomorrow. Meteorologist with Met Éireann, Joanna Donnelly, says ongoing showers in the northwest will potentially impact the area.
We've a warning in operation now, snow ice warning, and that comes into effect later on tonight, so just after midnight is coming into play. It's for the northwest of the country, Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim, but it's also for the southeast of the country, so southern counties of Leinster and eastern counties of Munster too. So the snow showers that have been ongoing over the last few days are going to continue, and it'll be very cold, so that's those showers will continue to affect Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo, maybe leading to accumulations at lower levels. And in addition to that, we have got a spell of rain, sleet and snow moving in from the west, and that's going to go across the country overnight tonight and through the early parts of tomorrow morning, and that's what's going to lead to the potential for some accumulations there in southern parts of Leinster and eastern parts of Munster.
Homeowners in the Rosnaula area of Donegal are being again urged to check their oil tanks for leaks. Donegal County Council has previously confirmed that traces of what appears to be home heating oil have been detected seeping from out under the rock armour at the rear of Rosnaula Beach. Owen Murphy reports.
The council says the detection of home heating oil in Rosnaula Beach is of concern to both the community and themselves. A number of investigations have been conducted in the area and a leaflet drop has also been undertaken in order to try to determine the source of the pollution. However, as yet, the source has not been identified. Home and business owners in the area are urged to check their oil tanks for leaks. People are being asked that if you suspect you are losing oil or have filled your tank more often this year, to engage with a regular technician to pressure test your supply lines and check your tank. If leaks are detected, property owners are being urged to repair them as soon as possible.
Each county in the country is to receive at least one new fire engine by 2025. €61 million is to be invested in the fire service over the next 5 years. It's anticipated Donegal will receive one appliance. The investment will see six new fire stations built across the country and will continue to support the construction of 12 new fire stations that were previously announced. The Minister for Housing and Local Government, Dara O'Brien, outlines where some of the new fire stations will be located.
Look, they're from everywhere, from Cork to Mayo. You're looking at Macroom in Cork, Kanturk, Kilkenny City, Maynooth, Baltinglass in Wicklow, Dunlavin in Wicklow, Ballybay in Monaghan. I could go on, but they're all there, OK? Each of the 26 counties as well, but all 31 local authority areas, there are new fire engines announced which are needed as well.
Donegal ETB is to share in a €5.8 million fund announced by Minister Simon Harris for community education under the Mitigating Against Educational Disadvantage Fund. The fund was secured as part of Budget 2021 to support community education for adult learners who have the highest level of need. It aims to increase the participation of disadvantaged learners, particularly those who are undertaking literacy and skills programmes. The fund has a strong focus on building the digital infrastructure of community education providers, including providing devices and software and increasing their capacity to deliver online learning. €282,892 has been sanctioned for Donegal ETB.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny. Find all you need for getting fit in 2021 in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and there's five Premier League games this evening. Brighton, they entertain Arsenal at 6 o'clock. Southampton manager Ralph Hasenhüttl, he won't be in the dugout for their Premier League game against West Ham this evening as he is self-isolating. A member of his household is tested positive for coronavirus. Now, that game at St Mary's also kicks off at 6 o'clock. And at the same time, West Brom, they host Leeds, and Burnley, they take on Sheffield United at Turf Moor. And then at 8 o'clock, Manchester United, they welcome Wolves to Old Trafford. Speaking ahead of the game, United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says they have enough squad depth to cope with the busy festive period. He made a number of changes in the starting lineup for their last two games against Everton and Leicester. Solskjaer says that shows the level of trust he has in his players.
They're here to contribute, and this period everyone will have to contribute, this season. It's going to be relentless, so I hope that will stand us in good stead, yeah.
Meanwhile, the Premier League have confirmed today that they've detected 18 positive COVID-19 cases from the 1,479 tests carried out on players and staff last week. That's the highest weekly total since the game resumed in the summer. Everton and Manchester City's game was called off last night after an outbreak was confirmed in the City squad. And meanwhile, Sheffield United, they have also confirmed that their club has recorded a number of positive coronavirus cases. Those who have contracted COVID-19 will now self-isolate. Elsewhere, Spurs manager Jose Mourinho says Gareth Bale will be out for a few weeks with a calf injury. The Welsh forward took a knock during last week's League Cup win against Stoke. Mourinho also says he could be without Carlos Vinicius and Lucas Moura for tomorrow's Premier League derby against Fulham. In the Championship tonight, there's nine games down for decision. Birmingham, they play Derby County. Sheffield Wednesday up against Middlesbrough. Huddersfield host Blackburn Rovers. It's Luton up against Bristol City. Norwich, they play Queen's Park Rangers. Preston North End play Coventry. Rotherham, they play Barnsley. Bottom of the table, Wickham Wanderers, they play Cardiff City. And Stoke City, they're up against Nottingham Forest. Up in Scotland, police are taking DNA swabs of the racist letter sent to Kilmarnock manager Alex Dyer. The letter was received yesterday by the Scottish Premiership Club, who have promised to pursue the strongest possible action against whoever sent it. Police Scotland say they'll look into any forensic opportunities to identify the culprit. In darts, Darrell Gurney continued his excellent campaign to move into the last 16 of the William Hill World Darts Championship. The two-time major winner from Derry beat world number 22 Chris Dobie 4-1 in the third round at Alexandra Palace in London. James Wade, despite a 9-darter today, lost 4-2 against Stephen Bunting, and Devon Peterson defeated Jason Lowe by 4-0 to reach the fourth round. This evening, three-time winner Michael Van Gerwen, he meets Joe Cullen in the last 16. Moving on to rugby, and Leinster confirmed today that two of their senior players have tested positive for COVID-19 and are self-isolating. A statement from the province has also said that a number of close contacts of the two players have been identified, and these players are also self-isolating. Leo Cullen's side are due to take on Connacht in the Guinness Pro 14 on Saturday. Their St Stephen's Day derby with Munster was postponed last week to allow an investigation by Leinster into their latest round of tests at the time. The squad all subsequently tested negative, but Cullen says he felt it was the right thing to do at the time.
I think it was the correct decision to make. It was one of those decisions, yeah, you could have ploughed on, but there was still so much uncertainty in it.
Moving on to horse racing, and Wooly Mullins, he got his 16th winner of the week on the final day of the Christmas festival at Leopardstown today. His Sharjah was with Son Patrick on board, won the feature race of the day, the Matthewson Hurdle, for a third consecutive year. The big race at Limerick, meanwhile, the Grade 2 Grant Thornton Hurdle was won by Gordon Elliott's Grand Roua after being gated home by Dennis O'Regan. Finally, for this evening, March's Indian Wells Masters Tennis has been postponed due to COVID-19 concerns. Organisers say the decision was made after consultation with state and local health authorities and tournament owner Larry Ellison. The ATP and WTA tours are looking to confirm rescheduled dates for the tournament to go ahead in California later in the year. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. I'm returning to some news. An initial parish is inviting those around Donegal to shine a light this New Year's Eve. As 2020 comes to an end, a wide range of sporting, faith and community groups across Moville are coming together in a campaign to shine a light. People are being urged to light a candle or place a light in your window at 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve to stand together as a community and remember those that have lost their lives through the year and in hope and optimism for a better 2021. Donald Skelly is a local involved in the initiative. He believes one of the positives to take from 2020 was how the community pulled together to help and support each other.
We're lucky here in the parish. As far as I'm aware, we didn't have any deaths that are linked to COVID, but we have had people that have suffered from it. But I suppose everybody has sort of suffered because of it, and especially at wakes. And as you say, we're now that this vaccine has come on the scene, hopefully there will be a light there shining for people to get back to normal. So we've got a good response so far, and hopefully it helps those especially who have been bereaved during this time, because we had two tragedies in the parish with the Mullen family and the O'Hare family, and people couldn't go to them houses like they should have been able to go, and so it's been very, very hard for people. So hopefully this now gives people, it shows those that have been bereaved that everybody's with them, and gives them a little bit of comfort. We're going to a new year.
Yeah, the initiative, it seems to be supported by some great local groups and organisations in around Moville and Greencastle. Hopefully a great community effort will give that support to each other in the community.
Yeah, that's all organisations are behind it, and it's great to see. And there's been people sort of sending me messages on social media saying, can anybody take part in this? Because we just put it out as the parish of Moville, because that's where we're from. But it's open to anybody that feels that it would help in their community or their parish or whatever. In fact, a Moville native who lives up in Carrickmore in County Tyrone, they've actually took on the same thing now in their parish.
And finally, over 80,000 tonnes of packaging waste is expected to have been generated over Christmas. That's an increase of 7% on last year. The rise in online sales this year has contributed to the extra material. Chief Executive of Repack, Seamus Clancy, says recycling services are running over Christmas.
Just less than 2,000 bottle banks in the country. And we've seen, you know, almost a 17% increase in last this year, and particularly in the, over the Christmas period. So I'd say to the public at large, just be patient. Take your time with it. Not everybody needs to go to the bottle bank every day. No different to the essential services which Repack is there to support. Over the Christmas period, those services are still running.
Weather now, scattered showers continuing for a time this evening. Some showers falling as sleet and snow over higher ground. Clear spells will develop, allowing frost to form early in the night with lowest temperatures of -3 to 0 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the first COVID-19 vaccines to arrive in Ireland began to be administered today. A 79-year-old woman from Dublin was the first person in the country to be vaccinated against the virus. There have been a further 1,566 new cases of coronavirus in the north in the last 24 hours. Another 14 people have died after contracting the disease in Northern Ireland. A large tanker vessel has been refloated after it ran aground in Greencastle earlier today. The tanker, believed to be Dutch, became stuck at the mouth of Loch Foyle at Tons Sandbanks. And fishermen want mackerel quotas renegotiated with EU states so Irish boats aren't disproportionately impacted by Brexit. Ireland's largest fishery, the Western Mackerel, has seen its quota fall by more than a quarter due to the trade agreement with the UK. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Our next local bulletin will be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And until then, there will be national updates on the hour. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, December the 29th. The death has taken place of Charles O'Donnell, Glasgow and Listillion, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at his late residence in Listillion from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to Medical 4 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to family only please. The death has taken place of Jim Sweeney, number 6, Hillcrest, Leck, Letterkenny. Jim's remains will repose at his residence from tonight, with removal to St Junet's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for mass at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, interment in Conwell Cemetery. How strictly private, family flowers only please, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny. Due to HSE and government restrictions, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private. The death has taken place of Liam Breslin, Convent Road, Carndonagh. Funeral Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columba's Church at Ballinacray, Leckamy, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Due to government restrictions, house, mass and burial are strictly private to the immediate family. The death has occurred of Willie Meehan, formerly of 64 Loch Foggy Road, Castlederg and Partick, Glasgow. Funeral from Lynch's Funeral Home, Castlederg, tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the Funeral Home Mass and interment are strictly private to the immediate family. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Ahiarn. The death has occurred of Mary Devine, Salah Green and Iona Road, Letterkenny, reposing overnight at St Junan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, which can be viewed on the St Junan's Cathedral website. Interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu to Hillcrest House Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, funeral directors. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and interment are strictly private to family only. And the death has taken place of Caroline McBride, née McGee, 47 Crohan Heights, Lifford. Fiona leaving her home tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough Clifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Renal Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, Care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, clonleigh parish.com/webcam.